question was asked, they want to understand the people where we got the minhag that before we make a beracha on yayin, that we say sabdi mananan. And what does sabdi mananan even mean? Well, the sabdi mananan literally means pay attention. Sabdi is take heed, mananan my masters. So usually you would do this when you're sitting around with people. When you're doing it alone, when you're drinking alone, you wouldn't say sabdi mananan. But what's the reason for this? And the people that hear the word sabdi mananan, they answer the hayim. And what's the response to hayim? So Rabbi Shlomo Luria explains that wine was associated with death in the olden days. For example, Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when they used to take out somebody to a death penalty, to capital punishment, in order to alleviate his fears a little, just to give him a cup of wine to drink. So that was a cup of wine that wasn't lahayim, that was lebita. Or the pasuk says that when a person, God forbid, is in mourning, they used to give him a cup of wine in order to calm him down so he shouldn't have to feel his pain so much. So that's also a cup of wine of grief. So therefore, when we sit around and we drink wine in a happy occasion, we say, Sabi Mananan, what do you think this wine is over here? No, this is Lahayim. This is a good wine. It's not something negative. Furthermore, we see that wine brought a lot of destruction to the world, especially in the times of Adam and Rishon and Noah. According to one opinion in the Gemara, the Eitz HaDa'at was made out of was grapes. And it says that Chava took them and squeezed them and made wine. And that brought death to the world. So therefore we come back and we take a cup of wine and we say, Sabri Mananam, what do you think this wine is over here in Botai? So this wine is the Hayim. Not like the wine of Adam Rishon of the Eitz HaDa'at. And we know what happened to Noah when he came up to Teba. He got drunk from the wine. And as a result, Kilala came to the world. So therefore we say again, Sabri Mananam, this wine over there is not like Noah's wine. We say it is Lahayim. Furthermore, the Sheherek in Estegedullah says another reason. He says the Gemara in Megillah tells a story of Rabban and Rabbi Zera that were drinking wine together on Purim. And they got inebriated. It says, Kam Rabban v'shachtel Rabbi Zera. Rabban got up in his state of drunkenness and he made shechita on Rabbi Zera. And a miracle happened and Tehiyat HaMetim, he came back alive. So you see, sometimes when a person drinks, God forbid it could lead to serious consequence. So we say again, Sabri Mananan, take heed, what do you think this wine is over here? So no, the Hayim, that only a positive consequence will come out of this wine. No danger.
Amen.
There is another reason that we could say, the Fi Aniyut Da'ati, Al Pi HaRemez. The Torah tells us that throughout the people's exile, and the four galuyot that we are in, the Torah says that unfortunately the Jewish people are going to go through difficult times. That's elucidated in Parashat Ki Tavo, when it teaches us about the kilalot, the 98 kilalot, the tzach kilalot that Am Yisrael has gone through, and that the Shem, all the kilalot are behind us already, that we've gone throughout the galut. David HaMelech said that you don't only lift a cup of wine up in happy times, but the pasuk says Sarabi Yagonim Sa, that even at the time of Sarabi Yagonim Sa, Uvshem Hashem Ekra, we still have to call unto God. Them Kosh Yeshuot Esa, Uvshem Hashem Ekra. I lift up the kos when it's good times. I lift up the kos also when it's Sarabi Yagon, which means I accept everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu is for the best. And therefore, when do we fulfill this concept that we lift the cup up in order to say the Kadosh Baruch Hu that we accept the Gezerot, Be'ahava, we accept whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does with Emunah Peshuta? When do we fulfill this in our own lives? So we fulfill that at the time of drinking wine. We lift up the cup and the fellow says, Sabri Mananan, what's your opinion, Abotai? What's your acceptance of all the kelalot Chas V'Shalom that we're suffering through this very, very long galut? So the answer is L'Hayim. L'Hayim is Lamed is 30 and Hayim is 68. That's 98. 98 is keneged the 98 curses. The Sach Kelalot that is written in Parashat Ki Tavo, that we say the Hayim, that those 98 curses, Chas v'Shalom, that have gone on Klai Yisrael, the Hayim, they bring us to an ultimate perfection. They bring us to an ultimate tikkun. And the Hayim, everything is for the best that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And therefore, somehow, although maybe it's difficult in this world, but maybe it's the Hayim Netzach for Olam Abba, but it's the Hayim. So therefore, it's a conversation in Emunah. That when the fellow picks up the wine, he's saying, Rabotai, you have Emunah, you believe everything that happens to you is for the best, whatever happens to us is Lahayim, even the Sahkil Alot was Gematria Lahayim.